B'tochen for life, Shir 1799, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Kayrach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlocha, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlocha and Brocha in everything that they need. The next level of B'tochen, the sixth level in the 10 levels that the Chovos HaVavos brings, is Chikui. Chikui means to wait for the Yeshua. It's important to understand the difference between Techeles and Chikui. The difference is very minimal, because as you go higher, it's nuanced. The differences get less and less and less. The separation between the levels get less and less and less. But the importance to understand the difference is so, so vital. Because the difference between Techeles and Chikui is, even though it seems very small, it's light years apart. Techeles, like we said yesterday, means that a person anticipates. You're not just hopeful. You're so convinced of the Rabbeinu Shlom's love and the Rabbeinu Shlom's endless abilities and the Rabbeinu Shlom's desire to help you, and the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlom has endless ways to help you, that you're simply anticipating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But Chikui is actually waiting for it. You're not just anticipating. You anticipate like you're hoping a check will come in the mail. That's anticipation. Chikui is you're waiting for the bus to come. You're waiting for your plane. You're standing in the airport and your plane is coming in 5 minutes. Now, in that instance, you know when your plane is coming. But let's say you don't know when it's coming. Your mother said she's going to come pick you up. You're waiting for her to come. You're not anticipating that she'll come. You know she's going to come. You're waiting for it. When, you don't know, but you're waiting for it. We use the term chikui when we talk about Mashiach. Achaka loy b'chol yom shiyavai. I wait for Mashiach every single day. That's the level of chikui. So a person, Achmol San, is going through a difficulty. He's struggling with parnasa. He could be hopeful. That's tikva. He could feel that the Rebbeinu Shlom is taking care of him and therefore he's going to solve his problem. That's machse. He can anticipate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him his parnasa. That's techeles. Or he can actually wait for the parnasa. He's waiting for it. He knows it's coming. He's convinced that it's coming. He doesn't know when, but he knows it's going to happen. That's chikui. And that already moves into the second half of the 10 levels. Because a person who's actually mechaka has to really feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava, has to really be able to rely on the Rabbeinu Shlomo.